National says the government's foreign donation ban will fall well short of what's needed, but it's still supporting the bill. The legislation to ban any foreign donations over $50 is being introduced under urgency and before the Justice Select Committee has made its recommendations on how to address the risk of foreign influence in New Zealand elections. The bill will also put the onus on party secretaries and candidates to take reasonable steps to make sure donations are not from foreign sources. I spoke to National Spokesperson for Electoral Law, Nick Smith, who explained why he was sitting on a plane in Nelson and not in the House of Parliament at this vital time for legislation he's been calling for.
Well, many flights around the country have been delayed, although it's been extra frustrating being delayed by flights at the same time as Electoral Law Spokesperson. The government is proposing to both introduce and pass through all stages, and it just illustrates how shonky the process around these changes are.
So why the rush? Why does this need to be addressed under urgency?
Well, there's no good reason at all. I gave a speech at the beginning of the year saying, look, there is this problem of increased foreign interference by powers in elections. We need to protect our democracy against it. One of those areas is the issue of foreign donations, and we should look to tighten that law up. My problem is doing it under urgency, doing it when you've got a select committee process that's underway, looking in huge detail at these issues, and doing it in a way in which is not allowing the Electoral Commission or any of the experts to ensure it is robust. It's very easy to set up a trust or a company or some other way to get around the new limit of $50 that's proposed in this bill. And so it's not particularly robust. This to me looks like an exercise in policy from a government that's under real pressure with the scandal that's erupted around the New Zealand First Foundation, rather than being a serious attempt to protect New Zealand's democracy and make our rules fairer.
So, two things there. Would you rather they waited until the Select Committee reports its findings proper?
Well, that would be absolutely sensible. They debated the very detail of these issues, including how you can have shelf companies and trust to get around it, and come to some pretty good recommendations around how that can be resolved. So they're preempting that process. And then secondly, there's the issue of it's just one element of risk around foreign interference. If we're really serious about dealing with these risks, we need to do so in a more comprehensive way.
OK, so do you fear that this will drive it further underground? Because as you point out, you could still channel this money through, well, a New Zealand incorporated company. You could give a suitcase of cash to a New Zealand resident and ask them to filter it through political parties. There are ways and means to get around this, isn't there?
Well, I think it's certainly deficient law. It's law that's driven by politics rather than by a really genuine attempt to make our law robust and our democracy as fair as possible. There are some anti-prevention measures. So if people do use trusts or companies, there is some limited powers for the Electoral Commission to check it. But as you rightly point out, nobody can pretend that this bill is a protection against foreign money influencing New Zealand politics. You'd have to have a far more robust law than this to get to overcome that problem.
So just to be clear, would the National Party still be able to receive a $150,000 donation from the Inner Mongolia Riders company under this law or not?
Well, I don't want to get into the detail of that particular donation or any other of the issues with other parties. The key issue is whether it is a New Zealand citizen or a resident. What National is clear about is that we want electoral laws that are fair, that are robust. And the one thing in that case is at least there was a disclosure so people can see what's there. One of the issues in this whole realm is making sure that you've got the disinfectant of sunlight so people can see those donations. A number of countries have different rules around whether it's a trading company in New Zealand or what those different rules are around how they might be able to donate. For instance, you've got a company like Fletcher's, a very New Zealand company, but actually has a majority of foreign investors. You need to resolve those sorts of details if you're going to do this law robustly.
So why do you think it is being rushed through under urgency if, in your view, there is no need for that?
The reason it's being rushed is a political reaction by a government that's been panicked by both polls, wanting to create a distraction and also feeling very sensitive about the issues that have been raised by the media around New Zealand First and that foundation.
So should we get rid of foundations altogether? I mean, National has one.
National does have a foundation. Every donation that goes into it is considered as a donation to the National Party and is disclosed. Any expenditure that's made by the foundation is also disclosed.
So hang on, it's okay for the National Party to operate through donations through a foundation, but not for New Zealand First? So should we get rid of them all together or not?
No, let's be clear, Lisa, and it's very difficult when I'm in a plane that I'm getting instructions to close off
Understand.
All the hostels. But the foundation that National has is for the purposes of having a robust long-term fund to support the party. The key feature, though, is that every donation into that foundation is disclosed as a donation to the party. That is different to what New Zealand First has done. It is the disclosure requirement that is really important to protecting the integrity of our democracy.
I know you are going to have to go soon. Despite all your concerns, you're going to support this, aren't you?
Well, we want to make plain, as I did in a speech in January, that we think the rules around foreign donations need to be tightened, but it needs to be done in a robust and a considered way. You need to have both the Electoral Commission and electoral experts comment on it. In my view, this is being done for politics, not for the reasons of actually making our democracy stronger.
But in principle, Andrew Little has got this right.
No, we're saying that we are voting for this legislation because the rules need to be tightened. But we're actually saying that this legislation has major holes within it.
Well, he's putting this legislation forward because he believes the rules need to be tightened too. So you're on the same page there, aren't you?
Well, certainly National and Labor is of a view the rules need to be tightened. That is a good thing. The disappointment I have is on a number of occasions I've personally offered to Andrew Little to work with him. Every single electoral bill under the last government was progressed on a cross-party basis by the previous Ministers of Justice. This is now the fourth bill that's been done with no consultation, and that, in my view, is just not a good way in which to do our electoral laws, particularly when we have no constitutional wider protection. This is simply the government of the day using its majority to ram legislation through rather than really good process around electoral laws.